Well, DPSCD, Detroit Public Schools Community District leaders, have maintained that, and it's not just them. It's obvious that if you've got a healthy family life, if you've got stability, you do better in school.
You do.
And unfortunately for many kids in the city, that's not always the case. Mm-mm. There are always outliers that are creating bad habits for when kids go to school.
Yeah.
And so they created these, they're called health hubs.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide everything from medical care to behavior and mental health services, food and household essentials for kids. And the idea here is to give them some sort of support where maybe they wouldn't be getting it elsewhere to help improve their learning habits.
Yes.
At school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful cause. And part of this money is coming from the Ballmer Group. Steve Ballmer, of course, from here.
Yes.
Has done very, very well in business. Mm-hmm. And so they're giving back to Detroit schools. And Jessica Island Anders is the portfolio manager for Ballmer Group and joins us this morning to talk about health hubs. Jessica, good morning. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why it's important for the Ballmer Group to help out these students. And there are a lot more areas that these health hubs cover than I actually even mentioned.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I'd like to just first mention that, as you said, Steve and Connie Ballmer have invested in Southeast Michigan to improve economic mobility for youth and families for years. But one of the things that we're excited to share now is that they are actually launching Move Up Southeast Michigan, which is a new permanent independent philanthropy serving Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. So Move Up Southeast Michigan will still be led by Kylie Mitchell-Wells, who has served as executive director for Ballmer Group Southeast Michigan's office for the last 10 years, and she'll be the CEO of Move Up Southeast Michigan. So if you hear me say Move Up instead of Ballmer, that's why.
Okay. Fair enough.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so as far as the Health Hubs is an investment that we've had that we've been really proud of. We put an initial investment into Detroit Public Schools a few years ago, and the Health Hubs really grew out of the district's recognition that chronic absenteeism is a crisis. In 2024 to 2025 school year, 61% of DPSCD students were chronically absent. So the district started the Health Hubs as a way to address the real-life barriers that keep students from school. And for us at Move Up Southeast Michigan, we supported this work because we know that students are able to show up and learn at their best when they meet when their basic needs are met. And you already shared some of those ways in which they're doing that. The Health Hubs are a school-based resource center that helps families access primary health care, mental health support, food, transportation, housing, utilities, and more. But the key to the model is really the navigators. They are certified community health workers who help families find the right resources, make those connections, and they don't just give families a phone number or a website and assume everything will fall into place. They actually stay with the families and work with them until they receive those resources they've requested. So the last thing I'll just mention is that the district has 10 health hubs at 10 high schools across the city, two more coming online in 2027. They serve all students and families from elementary through high school, and every school in DPSCD is located within 3 miles of a hub. So they've already, in the first 2 years, more than 9,300 families have accessed those hubs, which is huge. And for this year, the year three, they're not quite done with this year, but they're already on track to surpass year two. So just to bring it back to chronic absenteeism, one of the most exciting outcomes we've seen is that students who use the health hubs have had better attendance and lower chronic absenteeism than students who have not.
And, you know, Jessica, I was at the press conference a couple of years ago when they announced these health hubs, and I just thought it was fascinating and a great idea, and so glad that you guys were part of it. And, you know, how important is it to meet families where they already are, in their neighborhood schools, instead of expecting them to kind of navigate a maze of agencies and nonprofits?
Oh, it's huge. I think it's one of the biggest things that we hear every sector throughout our, you know, city and our state talk about is a continued challenge is transportation. So we at Move Up, we fund many high quality health and human service organizations across the region, but those services only help if families can access them. And, you know, I think we all know how difficult it can be to access transportation in our city or to even know about like where those resources are, how to qualify for them and not kind of spend your whole day running around town trying to figure out what is the best resource for what you need. So those health hubs They're right in the neighborhoods where families are. You know, there's a long history of neighborhood schools being so supportive to the communities they're in. And they just reduce that distance between families and the resources and supports that they need.
Do you think Detroit Health Hubs, do you think they can become like a national model for other urban school districts facing, you know, similar challenges?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I absolutely do. I think the model, the vision that the district has is something that not only can it be a national model, it's something I know other school districts have, you know, talked to them about and are interested in or have, even if they can start small and have some components of it. And now, I absolutely think it's a model that can be implemented in other school districts, particularly, you know, with the support of philanthropy and under other funding sources as well.
And this is a partnership involving philanthropy and nonprofits and healthcare providers and the school district. Why is collaboration so important if we're going to solve challenges like chronic absenteeism?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's huge. I think we know how complex things are, particularly now as the funding in our sector, the health and human services sector and many others has become increasingly uncertain and the demand has increased. So it can't be just business as usual. We can't just assume that, you know, government will fill in and take over and do the things that you know, we've known them to do in many ways because there's just not as much funding to go around. Mm-hmm. So It's critical for business, philanthropy, individuals. Anyone and everyone with the financial resources to step up to the table and actually support this work.
Jessica Island Anders, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the work that you guys continue to do for our city. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. And if you're interested in this work, feel free to check out the DPSCD DetroitK12.org website. And also feel free to check out our DiscoverWorksMichigan.org website for information on how you can enroll in our summer discovery program going on right now.
You've got it.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. And have a great weekend.
I mean, these hubs, I mean, I think Ballmer gave about $2.7 million to start them up. They're 10 now. Two more are coming online in 27. And they cost about $500,000 annually to operate, and much of that is covered through, you know, community partnerships and what Ballmer has done. So it's doing well, and it's making a difference.
Yep, certainly. Coming up on the other side, John James, the candidate for governor here in the state of Michigan, joins us.